Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, James, J-A-M-E-S, middle initial A, 1025 Northgate Drive, Willis, California, 95988. Phone 530-934-7117. ID XXX-XX, and then leave a blank. Date of birth 1/9/1943, 79-year-old, married woman. Her insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Willows, 530-934-7744. It is addressed to Dr. Sidney G. Jones, M.D., Orthopedic Associates of Northern California, 131 Rayleigh Boulevard, Chico, California, 95928-8347, phone 530-897-4500, fax 530-897-4544. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of back and possibly radicular pain, subparagraph previous history of probable stroke with some symptoms of asymmetric right paresis. Subparagraph, current complaints of mild cognitive impairment. New paragraph, current complaints of ambulatory ataxia. New paragraph, current complaints of lumbar spasm and radicular pain. New paragraph, recent history evaluation for degenerative knee disease. Dear Dr. Jones and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Pamela James for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, Pamela is an elderly, polite, right-handed woman who presents with a history of recurrent cephalgia, difficulties with her sense of balance, and movement difficulty in her legs. New paragraph. She was previously identified to have coronary artery disease and stroke risk factors, for which she's been placed on Plavix 75 milligrams and as well as Januvia 25 milligrams for borderline type 2 diabetes. She also takes Zestril, Zyrtec, aspirin 81 milligrams, vitamin D3, biotin, zinc, and mometasone, FUROATE 50 microgram spray. New paragraph. She's currently her care is currently managed by Linda Trimble, who assisted in her referral. New paragraph. Her cardiologist is Dr. Magnuson. New paragraph. She gave a past medical history of migraine, dyslipidemia, and cataracts. New paragraph. She did not indicate a history of adverse reactions or allergies. She She takes her antihypertensive on a regular basis. New paragraph. Systematic review of symptoms. General, she reports dysomnia with loss of sleep. EENT. She gives a history of rhinitis and epistaxis. New paragraph. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, she reports that she develops weakness and dyspnea in attempting to ambulate for two blocks. New paragraph. And gastrointestinal, she did not report symptoms. Hematological, she did not report symptoms. Genitourinary, she did not answer questions or report symptoms. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports difficulty with ambulation, symptoms of lower extremity claudication and neuromuscular weakness. Female gynecological, she stands 5 feet 7 inches tall. She weighs 200 pounds. She reports that she did not indicate her age of menarche. She reported that her last menstrual period was years ago. New paragraph, she reported she has completed mammography. She has had gynecological surgery in the past. She did not list pregnancies. She did not report female gynecological problems. New paragraph. Sexual function. She is not currently sexually active, but reports a past satisfactory sexual life. She denied a history of discomfort with intercourse. New paragraph. She denied exposures or treatment infectious disease. New paragraph. Next, she denied symptoms. Mental health. She reports having trouble sleeping. Neuropsychiatric, she has not had a psychiatric referral or psychiatric treatment in the past. She denies a history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. New paragraph. Personal safety, she does not live alone. She has completed an advanced directive. She denied falls, visual or hearing changes. She denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on January 9, 1943. She's 79 years old and right-handed. New father. Her father was deceased at age 70 from a stroke. Her mother at age 45 from cancer. She did not list any siblings. Her husband, age 77, is in good health. Her two children, ages 52 and 58, a son and daughter also in good health. New paragraph. She gave a family history of cancer in her mother, stroke in her father. She did not indicate a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. Education, she did not provide any information. Social history and health habits, she's married. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She is living with her husband. There are dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns, none reported. She's retired. Serious illnesses and injuries. She denied a history of fractures, concussion, loss of consciousness. She does report a history of some serious illness, new paragraph. Operations and hospitalization. She did not answer questions regarding blood transfusion. She indicates that she's had operations. She doesn't list any. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports reduced concentration, chronic fatigue, and slurred speech. Head, she denied neuralgia, headaches, fainting spells, altered consciousness, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denied symptoms. Upper back and arms, she did not indicate symptoms. Middle back, she did not indicate symptoms. Low back, she has lower back tingling pain and leg weakness. New paragraph. Shoulders, she did not answer she did not report symptoms. Elbows, she did not report symptoms. Wrists. She did not report symptoms. She has a history of paresthesias in her hips, for which she takes ibuprofen. This is associated with weakness. New paragraph. Ankles. She did not report symptoms. Feet, she did not report symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. She did not indicate a history of visual difficulty, diplopia, or blurring. Difficulty with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, but she does report some difficulty with phonation. New paragraph. She denied having any unusual tremor or serious neuromusculoskeletal weakness other than symptoms that are associated with fatigue. New paragraph. Sensory symptoms, see above. New paragraph. She denied having tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. She does describe ataxia with difficulty walking. New paragraph. She gives a history of recurrent cephalgia. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General, Pamela is a well-developed, well-nourished, pleasant, right-handed, elderly fat woman who is alert-oriented and otherwise appears to be in no particular distress but clearly demonstrates some difficulty in recollection. New paragraph, her immediate recent remote memories were otherwise preserved. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes were slightly brisk at the patella without a clonus, reduced at the Achilles. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes was unremarkable. New paragraph. Manual motor testing upper and lower extremities demonstrates preserved bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination. Touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation is otherwise intact without sensory asymmetries. New paragraph. Cerebellum extrapyramidal. Rapid alternating successive movements are mildly sluggish with slight halting characteristics. Slight psychomotor acceleration on finger tapping test. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers is unremarkable in the upper extremities and demonstrates a slight reduction of motor tone on the right compared to the left without inducible stiffness or cog wheeling. New paragraph, ambulatory examination is poorly accomplished with a slight broadening of the gait base, eversion of the right foot. with some symptoms suggesting a possible early foot drop on the right, on heel, with ability to flex on toe. Romberg's test was substantially positive in cervical extension. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Pamela James presents with a history suggesting of cervical lumbar degenerative disease with features suggesting possible partial paresis from stroke. New paragraph. Her hospital records from Mercy Medical Center will be obtained for review and consideration of their evaluation and findings. New paragraph. In consideration of her current complaints and cognitive findings, high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging will be completed, as well as MR imaging of the cervical spine with her findings of ataxia. MR imaging of the lumbar spine will need to be completed as well. New paragraph, we may want to consider reevaluation MR brain angiogram, Circle of Willis studies, for stroke evaluation. New paragraph. We are asking her to return to her cardiologist with her history of palpitations. New paragraph, additional laboratory studies will be completed with her history of ataxia, liver findings of liver spots, diabetes, ataxia, and a previous history of breast cancer, which has not been followed recently. New paragraph, we are referring her back for oncological evaluation and follow-up with her breast cancer history to continue her supervised oversight. New paragraph. Today I reviewed all the features of our findings as well in consideration of her clinical history and the possible etiology of the difficulty she's having with her lower extremity motor function. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she's seen for reevaluation. New paragraph, I may have to consider completing a right lower extremity electrodiagnostic study depending upon the outcome of her evaluation. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. New paragraph, thank you again for your consideration referral of this pleasant elderly woman and my signature.